This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D, Hatfield, H-A-T-F-I-E-L-D, new paragraph. Patient seen for Dr. Fazio, new paragraph. Date of birth, January 23rd, 1952. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Fazio, thank you for this referral. This 69-year-old white male quit smoking 30 years ago, denies any alcohol, denies any drug allergies. He is here for evaluation of recently diagnosed pulmonary embolism. New paragraph. History of present illness. According to the patient, on Christmas Eve during lunch, he passed out. His friends who were visiting him happened to be paramedic, so they resuscitated him and called EMS. He was taken to Medical City Denton and hospitalized with diagnosis of acute pulmonary embolism. He said he was unconscious for almost 24 hours, and he realized when he woke up that he was in the hospital. He was kept there for 6 days. He was started on anticoagulation and sent home on Eliquis 5 mg twice daily. While at the Medical City Denton, he saw Dr. Fazio, and the patient is scheduled to see Dr. Fazio for further workup for cardiac arrhythmia or evaluation of coronary artery disease. Past medical history, patient says he has been very healthy. However, since last 2 weeks, he has been on Flomax for BPH and Metoprolol 25 mg for possible hypertension, besides Eliquis 5 mg BID for recent PE. New paragraph. Physical exam. He is 69-year-old, 6 feet tall, weighing 230, blood pressure 134/78. His normocephalic, eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph nodes negative in the neck, JVP flat, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen obese, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, recent pulmonary embolism. Diagnosis 2, history of hypertension. New paragraph. Recommendations. At present, we will continue Eliquis 5 mg BID for a total of 6 months. We will reevaluate after that and agree with the need for cardiac workup, which will be done by Dr. Fazio. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a consultation on Hatfield Raymond. New paragraph. Addendum. As far as reason for pulmonary embolism, we'll evaluate him for hypercoagulable status once he is off of this anticoagulation therapy. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a consultation on Hatfield Raymond. Thank you.